Welcome to the Social University Podcast. We are so glad you're joining us today because we want to help business owners, entrepreneurs, and people just like you who want to build their business online. Listen, if we can do it, you can do it. So let's go.
Is continuing education important? Is it really something that you need to make a priority for you, for your team? We're going to talk about that today. I'm Karen Torotis with Social U, and I want to talk about the importance of continuing education, not just for you, but for your team as well. First and foremost, I'm big on why. Let's talk about the why. Why educate yourself? Why is it important? Why is this something you need to take into consideration? Knowledge is power. You need to know what's happening in your industry. That's just all there is to it. It helps you to build a strong network and connections when you learn from others. If you have an opportunity to learn in person, I made a connection at a training breakfast pre-COVID that actually ended up being a great connection post-COVID. It happens. It also lets you establish yourself as the expert. People are much more likely to listen to you and take what you have to say into consideration if you're viewed as the expert. And that is impossible if you don't know what's happening in your industry. So you definitely need to keep up to date with all of that stuff. It allows you to establish, to generate new skills and techniques and stay current. It gives you new product and services. I know based on new skills, I know it does for us. We are constantly trying to learn and evolve and come up with new stuff. It allows us to, social media platforms change the rules constantly. So if I don't know what's going on with the algorithm on Facebook, how am I supposed to help you with your algorithm? That's just the way it is. So it allows you to offer new opportunities. So if we're learning how to offer email services or lead generators, and I go learn how to do a 3 to 5 part email and ClickFunnels, which of course we can do, it's now a service I can offer to our client base. That's just, it makes sense. And of course, when you have new services and skills, you can charge more. So these are super important reasons for you personally to continue your education. But why does it matter if your team continues their education? Why do you need to educate your team? And I hear this a lot. I hear employers who talk about, hey, it's Lisa, continuing education allows you to continue to position yourself as the expert. 100%. It is so critically important to maintain your knowledge so that you're seen as the expert. People don't pay big bucks to someone who kind of knows what's going on. They want to talk to the expert. So why does it matter? And I have two team members in particular that are all about learning new things. Jason's one of them. He loves to learn new stuff, and he's one of the best researchers we've ever had. So it really does matter. Why does it matter for your team? Well, and I hear this a lot. Let me go back to that. I hear a lot. Well, I'll pay for training for one of my team members and they'll quit. Why? Are you that bad to work for that they're trying to educate themselves enough to get away from you? That is not a good sign for your organization and for your the way that you maintain things. If your team's happy, education is a perk and it's not a method for escape. So yeah, it's important for you to maintain your team's education. Find out what your team wants to learn and what skills your industry needs, and then let your team be that great resource for you. It shows your commitment to your team members. It gives you much better performing employees. It helps with long-term retention. I keep them. Most of my team's been with me for years and years because I try to make this as positive an environment as possible. And continuing education is one of those things that we offer. It impacts your company culture tremendously. I want my company culture to be positive. I want the overall experience for everyone to be positive. It helps so much easier succession planning. It is so much easier for one of our folks to step in and take over. A good example, one of our team members is on vacation this week, and I have a second team member that knows exactly how to do what the first team member knows how to do, because I'm a firm believer in continuing education. And again, it allows for higher profit. When you know what you're doing and you have a capable team, it allows you to charge more and therefore turn a higher profit. So it makes sense to me, not only to educate yourself, but educate your team. And because I love free resources, it's one of my favorite things in the world. I want to talk to you about three categories of free resources, specifically video and webinars, podcasts, and then books, so that if there's something that you're interested in, you can definitely take a look at those free things first. I like free stuff. Now, some of these have a minimal charge, but most of this stuff is free. So moving forward, webinars, there are a ton of free webinars through nonprofits and associations, but companies too. I have a ton of free education on Facebook, on our blog, on YouTube. You just have to go keyword search and pull up what you want to see. We have a ton of downloads. So whatever it is you're interested in, there's a good chance there is some kind of free resource that will help walk you through it on one of our either blogs or videos. iTunes and, another good webinar resource. There's a local organization, Momentum Leadership. They're a nonprofit. They have a ton of excellent training, leadership training, in particular for women, but the information is applicable for everyone. And those webinars and podcasts are free. Check them out too. And if you're referencing this blog post later, we'll have links to all of this stuff in a blog post. If you just give us a couple of weeks to get it posted. iTunes U is, again, another free resource. It's a large collection of free education content. It ranges from public courses, leading schools, universities, museums, cultural interactions. iTunes has a ton of free resources. Khan Academy, Khan, like Star Trek Khan, K-H-A-N, thousands, with no exaggeration, thousands of free lectures and practices on everything from grammar and different languages to science and literature. Udemy, U-D-E-M-Y, they have a bunch of free stuff. Their paid stuff is extremely reasonable. I think the last class I paid for Udemy was $20, which is for what we got. It was something like 16 hours of training for $20. An hour for a dollar is a bargain. I mean, it's a huge bargain, totally worth it. And then, of course, on YouTube, just about anything you can look for or want to learn is on YouTube. If there's something I want to know, I couldn't figure out how to change the settings on my alarm. I went through YouTube, found it immediately, like in less than 2 minutes, took care of that. So literally everything in the world is on YouTube. If you want to learn how to fish, if you want to learn how to make a great geotag, all on YouTube. Okay, podcasts. If you like to listen to your education instead of read or watch your education, YouTube is now the number one offerer for podcasts. They have a huge selection. So if you go to youtube.com/podcast, you're going to see their master page with all of the big podcasts that have a large audience recommended. But you have smaller podcasters that are on there that are amazing. You just have to go through and look for the keyword that you want and then move forward. Ton of really great podcasts on YouTube. We have a podcast. It has more than probably 50 podcasts now. So just great information. Some of my favorites. I love Donald Miller. I am a StoryBrand girl. I love StoryBrand. I think it's super effective. It's something that we not only believe in, but we practice on the daily with our clients and ourselves. His podcast, Marketing Made Simple, and his other podcast, Business Made Simple, excellent. All about how to grow as a small business owner, how to grow as an entrepreneur. Seth Godin, he's the author of The Purple Cow, which is another one of my favorites. He has a great marketing podcast, and he does his in very small pieces. A lot of people can't do an hour at a time. They can do 10 minutes, but an hour is overwhelming. So if you want little, small, manageable, bite-sized pieces, Seth Godin's the way to go. Gary Vee also does smaller experiences. Some of his podcasts are 5 minutes. He is R-rated for adult audiences only. He is not safe for work. That's just his personality. If that is offensive to you, skip that one for sure. But a lot of the information is outstanding. And he is also an author. I think I've read everything he's ever done. Just really good. He has some of the best information. And he's one of the founders in using social media to promote your business. He did it years ago before people even realized that you could do it. He's one of the first big YouTubers. So very interesting information there. Pat Flynn, Smart Passive Income. He is literally the granddaddy of membership sites. he started a lot of that pay for information or gated information. And weirdly, almost all his stuff is free. He of course, he does have information that's not free, but he has a ton of free resources. Amy Porterfield, she's a marketing person, Marketing Made Simple. Her stuff's great, and she has some of the best guests on her podcast because she has a very large audience. She was with Tony Robbins in her former life. She has a lot of connections. So those guests on her podcast are really, really outstanding. Totally worth the listen. How I Built This with Guy Raz, it's one of my favorites. If you want to find out, and one of my favorite stories on there is Chicken Salad Chick. You talk about driven. That woman was driven. She got it done. Just very interesting stories. Savvy Social is a social media podcast. Build Your Tribe is all about Instagram and how to grow on Instagram, which is just a, maybe magic, specifically a talent. And then Momentum Matters podcast. Again, I think Momentum is a tremendous resource and their podcast is amazing. Blogs are another resource if that's something that interests you. People absorb information in different ways. Some want to listen, some want to watch, and some want to read. And I want to make sure we cover at least a few options for each of those people. So, of course, I'm going to say us again. We have hundreds, with no exaggeration, hundreds of blogs. Social Media Examiner is our number one go-to resource for social media information. Now, pros and cons. They cover everything from the leading social media experts. So if the actual person, Michael Stelzner, it's his baby, if he's not the expert, he will have the expert come in and write the blog or have the expert interviewed on the podcast to make sure you're getting the best information. The only con I would say is sometimes because this is geared for social media managers, some of this information could be a little bit technical, just a little bit. So if you're looking for something that's a little simpler or easier to absorb, Hootsuite is an excellent blog resource. They have some of the best information. Hootsuite, HOOTSUITE. Again, some of the best social media and marketing information that's available. And also HubSpot. Again, a great tool. If you are an organization that wants to keep up with your analytics and schedule through one hub, that's exactly why they call themselves that. They make everything available at, you know, at one time. So you can log in and see everything at a glance. You have your dashboard on HubSpot. You can schedule through HubSpot and it keeps up with all your analytics. These are some of my favorite resources. I'm happy to list more if you guys are interested in some other resources as well. Please let me know. We are coming up on the end of the month, which is shocking to me because January seemed to last for about 50 days. And now all of a sudden we're in March, just like that. February flew by for me. Next month, we are going to talk about email, all about email. We're going to talk about why you need an email list. We're going to talk about big rewards, even if your list is small, how to build that list and grow your community. We're going to talk about how to get your email opened. That's one of the biggest sins I see is people go to all this time and effort to send to their email list, and then they send it with a subject line that people won't respond to. So we're going to talk about subject lines. And then we're going to also talk about how to level up your game about metrics and templates. So March is going to be 100% about email. And then after that, we're going to talk about spring cleaning. And I love spring cleaning. But when I say spring cleaning, I don't actually mean my house because that's not going to happen. I mean stuff like your email list or your branding or your bios. Your marketing information. That's what I'm talking about when I say spring cleaning. That is it for me today. I am always happy to hear questions and inquiries. I definitely want to know what you guys want to learn more about so we can integrate it into our upcoming schedule. Until next week, I am Karen Serratis with Social U, and I'm here to help. Thanks.
Thanks for joining us for the Social University podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to follow us on all of our social media at Stay Social U. That's the letter U. And we will talk to you next week. Remember, you've got this.